Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A jury in Brooklyn this afternoon found Mexican drug lord El Chapo guilty on all 10 counts. The first count alone carries a mandatory life sentence.
Our Peter Haskell has been covering the trial throughout, and he joins us from Brooklyn Federal Court. Peter, take us through what happened in the courtroom when the verdict was read today.
Well, there was certainly a lot of tension. The judge came in at 12:26. The defendant, Guzman, came in a minute later. He waved to his wife. He shook the hands of his lawyers. Then 2 minutes later, the jury came in. 2 minutes after that, the judge got the verdict. This is when it really got tense. The judge read through the verdict form silently for 50 seconds. It was agonizing. Then he read it, the first count, guilty.
What was El Chapo's reaction, Peter?
Well, he was paying close attention. He did not move. He was staring straight ahead, looking at the judge as the judge read. The defense attorneys were doing the same thing. And then one of Guzman's lawyers dropped his head and looked at the defense table.
You have heard from both prosecutors and defense attorneys since the verdicts were read. What are they saying?
The prosecutor says this is a victory for the American people. This is a guy who ran a drug operation that shipped hundreds of tons of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana to the U.S., and it's caused thousands of lives in drug deaths. So the prosecutor says it's a victory. The defense admits this case was overwhelming. The lawyers talked about they did everything they could and the fact that they will appeal the verdict.
So what can we expect at El Chapo's sentencing later this year?
Well, we'll probably expect a lot more security. I mean, the courtroom was packed. We had law enforcement with long guns on the outside, security coming in the front door, security going in the courtroom. We will expect more of that as the security has been very tight throughout.
All right. Thank you, Peter. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell from Brooklyn Federal Court, where he has been spending quite a bit of time over the past weeks.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.